Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at the Close. Today, avoid getting whipsawed. Use moving averages. All that and the market roundup just ahead. Well, this was just the sort of day which would whipsaw clients. I'd often get them calling me and saying, "I just don't understand this market. One day it's up, the next day it's down. It just doesn't make any sense." Now, I know financial markets can appear confusing, as if they're not really going anywhere, just up and down like a yo-yo. And this is where simple tools like a moving average can really gain some perspective. Let's take today as an example. Now, yesterday the market averages were all down about a percentage point, while the big five tech stocks were all down a couple of percent. With the notable exception of Facebook, it was down big because of that blackout, so we'll exclude Facebook from our discussion. Now, instead of just looking at the latest stock quote, which shows down 2% yesterday, up 2% today, let's measure these four tech stocks against their average price. And if we did that, we'll see that nothing actually changed either today or yesterday. The trend in these stocks started really a couple of weeks ago, and it continues today. Unfortunately, that trend is currently down. Microsoft, Google, and Apple are all below their average price over the past 50 days. While Amazon is in a deeper slide, it's below its average price over the last 200 days. And today's rally was not sufficient to bring any of them out of that basic trend. Now, Microsoft and Google are getting close to reversing their current downtrend, and given a couple more days like today, they may change that to an uptrend, where their prices would be higher than their average. But not today. Today, these downtrends continue. Incidentally, the exact same thing happened with all the averages today. Although their price was up, they also find themselves in a downtrend. That is, below their average price over the last 50 days. So overall, at the close, stock prices are higher, with precious metals and bonds lower. A big rally in the oil complex as West Texas Intermediate, this is our country's benchmark crude, now nears $80 per barrel. That's a level Brent crude passed last week. Cryptocurrencies also rallied today. Now stay tuned for today's market comment, questions for Facebook. Well, yesterday the social media platform Facebook went down. Nothing too surprising here, that's happened before. But what was different this time is that Facebook stayed down. And during that time, the Cassandras immediately began to speculate whether Facebook would actually come back. And that remained the question for 6 long hours. Along with Facebook itself, their associated services WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger were also offline. Now, when Facebook did at last reemerge, the total downtime was more than 6 hours. And NetBlocks, a service which maps the internet estimates during that time, that Facebook and its customers lost an estimated $968 million. That, of course, pales in comparison to the nearly $6 billion that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg lost in his depreciating stock. Facebook's stock fell by more than 4.5% yesterday. And at the end of the day, Facebook issued a blog post in which they said that their engineers had discovered that a, quote, configuration change to their backbone routers caused an interruption in their data center communications. Configuration change? That's interesting. This implies that someone took action. Someone either internally or externally changed the basic operation, the configuration of their DNS servers. But who or why? We're left to speculate. If internal, we can assume either incompetence or maliciousness. If external, we can almost assuredly assume maliciousness. No matter which answer one assumes, it does not reflect well on Facebook. And the reality is that we'll likely never know the answer. because once something like this happens, the big black box, which is big tech, answers are simply not disclosed. And if this realization just gave you a kind of queasy feeling, you're not alone. For over a month now, something has been happening to the big technology stocks, which for so long have been the leaders of the stock market. For over 3 months now, technology stocks have been declining as a group. Once the darlings of the street, lately the street has turned decidedly cold towards them. For the last month, they've been among the worst performers in the market, losing on average over 7% in value in September. Now, we saw that vividly yesterday when each of the big tech stocks, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google, were all down more than 2% on the day, and as we say, Facebook down more than 4.5% just on the day. And using our favorite moving averages, it shows that Google, Apple, and Microsoft are now all down below their 50-day moving average, Facebook is below its 100-day moving average, and Amazon, somewhat surprisingly, is below its 200-day moving average. As a group, technology is declining. Now, my friends who are bullish on tech, and there are literally millions in this camp, they'll tell me that this is just a normal correction in a group that has been so bullish for so long. And of course, they're correct. This is normal to assume that a group that has a bull run for this long should be ripe for a correction. But there is also a time when your favorite toy lost its shine, and the luster came off that whiz-bang new gadget you got, a time when it was no longer leading edge and no longer invincible. I think we've reached that time in tech. We've seen its flaws, its imperfections, that tech can actually stumble like Facebook did yesterday. And I think that the stock market is in the process of reevaluating this group, pricing these shares in this new world, a world in which growth may not be as rapid and innovation not as fast as it was. It may be a correction, all right, but it may be much longer and much deeper than people now visualize. And that's the value side for Tuesday, October 5th. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.